Firearms, Part 1. Gunpowder, introduced into Europe from China around 1200, marked the beginning of a new revolution in warfare. Although firearms are known to have existed since the Middle Ages, they became widespread during the 16th century when they first appeared on the battlefield. Warfare then took on a completely new character. Shortly after the cannon came the most primitive portable firearms, the bombard, the culverin, and the springald, also called hand cannons. In the lower part of Case 5, you can see a full-scale reproduction of a bronze German bombard from the beginning of the 16th century, and to its right, a culverin from the same era. These weapons were fired by means of a firebrand or fuse, and the gases expelled when they went off meant that they could not be aimed and fired at the same time. This meant they frequently needed two people to operate them, one to aim and the other to light the fuse. The development of a simple, effective mechanical method for igniting gunpowder became the key objective. As you will see, the various systems created to solve this problem shaped the evolution of firearms. By the beginning of the 15th century, an innovation had been introduced that was to meet these requirements and enable a single person to use a weapon. In the next case, number 6, you can see an arquebus that incorporates this technology. The new system, known as the matchlock or serpentine lock, consisted of an S-shaped iron lever attached to the wooden body of the gun, to which was fixed a hemp cord that once lit, burned down and ignited the gunpowder. Its introduction led to lighter firearms that were easier to load and fire. This arquebus, a long-barreled forerunner of the musket and rifle, was made in the 16th century in the Catalan town of Ripoll, a major Spanish centre of weapon-making.